LPM, lpmpodcast.com with El Sammy Bisto. episode 18. And you were just listening to the Hold Steady Rock Problems. And we are testing out some new microphone and software stuff, recording stuffs.
How many problems does rock have?
I don't know. Many. Many, many. And today, we bring you a very classy movie.
Reborn!
We're going to talk about Repo, Genetic Opera, filmed in 2008. And if you were a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as was I, and you enjoyed the musical episode of Buffy...
What about the one with puppets?
That's Angel.
Oh.
But yeah, I enjoyed that one too.
But didn't the Cat House do a musical?
Yeah, the chicks from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Is it Moonlight? I thought it was something else.
They call it Cat House, but it's like the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
How often do you go there?
Never. But... It also stars Anthony Stewart Head, who was Giles in Buffy, and this movie kind of reminded me of a stretched out Buffy Angel episode, which Joss Whedon provided me with one of my all-time favorite phrases from Angel, which is,
"It makes me all buttery in my nether regions."
Yes, I say that all the time. It's my favorite quote during one of his flashbacks.
Flashback.
But IMDb gives us a little synopsis.
A synopsis.
It says, in the year 2056, the not-so-distant future, an epidemic of organ failures devastates the planet. Out of the tragedy, a savior emerges. Jinko! A biotech company that offers organ transplants for a price. Those who miss their payments are scheduled for repossession and hunted by villainous
Repo Man!
In a world where surgery addicts are hooked are hooked on pain-killing drugs and murder is sanctioned by law, a sheltered young girl searches for the cure to her own rare disease,
Shiloh,
as well as information about her family's mysterious history. No, Shiloh LaBeouf is man.
Oh.
After being sucked into the haunting world of Jinko, she is unable to turn back, as all of her questions will be answered at the wildly anticipated spectacular event, the Genetic Opera. And I like to say, this movie is like perfect pressed curd of milk. Often seasoned and aged. Yes. You know. Cheese. Paul Sorvino is Roddy Largo, the head cheese, owner of Jinko. And
you mean Paulie?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's from Goodfellas. And he was the dad on this series in, like, the year 2000 that was called That's Life. And it had a chick from Goodfellas, too, Debbie Mazar. She's one with those amazing eyes, and she had the Coke and the dishwasher in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in it?
She was in this series, not in the movie. She was in the series that I liked.
Tease.
It was only, like, 2 seasons long.
She hasn't been anything in a while, huh?
I don't know. No, wasn't she, like, on Entourage or something not long ago?
Oh, yeah. She was one of the bitchy people on Entourage.
Maybe. I don't know.
That doesn't narrow it down much.
Yeah, I know, right? I've only seen, like, 5 episodes of Entourage, so I couldn't tell you.
What was the last mafia movie or good mafia movie?
Smoking Aces? I don't know.
Kinda.
Oh, what's the dude that ate the carrot?
The second one sucked.
Yeah.
That was a shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really a mafia movie, though.
They haven't made a good mafia movie.
They had American Gangster, but I didn't like that one.
I didn't even finish watching it. I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was kind of like, wah, wah. But a lot of people loved it.
I know. Didn't it, like, wasn't it, like, nominated for Oscar or something last year?
Probably.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know, because I love gangster movies.
Are you going to make me an offer I can't refuse?
Boardwalk Empire, the series?
Yeah, I guess that would be closest, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're going to come out with another season of that soon, right?
Yeah, yeah. I forgot what month, though, when they advertised last. Probably fall. Because we still got to do True Blood and...
What if they had a mafia-themed zombie movie?
They probably do. We just have to search.
Where they both quest for the Necronomicon.
Maybe you should write a comic book.
Could there be robots?
Well, there's already zombies and robots. Zombies versus robots.
Hmm.
But anywho.
Christian zombie vampires.
Yes.
We have a musical.
Yes. We have a grave robber who steals pieces and parts and fluids to sell.
Ew.
Yeah. And then there's a girl who...
But he's the dude that just, like, wrote the comic book, right?
He wrote, actually... Yeah, I was going to get to that later. He actually wrote...
Spoiler!
The comic book, and he did the storyboards for this, and he also plays the grave robber, and there was another movie, I think I wrote it down somewhere in my notes later, that he did storyboards on and stuff. But there's Shiloh, who we see is wearing a really bad wig. And she's always going to this mausoleum to visit who we later find out is her mom. And there's lots of singing, you know.
And like, stinging.
Yeah, like Buffy the Musical. And I really think this movie is going to become a cult classic. Like,
what about all the creepy pictures that had like the 3D projection things?
Oh, that's later. We didn't get to that part in the movie yet. Because there's also comic book pages that tell parts of the story in between scenes so that they don't have a movie. They just show like the little comic book graphs that tell you what happened like to her mom and stuff.
Am I premature?
Yes. You are premature.
Preemie.
But I also think this movie's going to be a cult classic, and I think you'll be seeing it in the Westward at, like, the midnight movie at the Esquire.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Just like they show Army of Darkness and Evil Dead. They play
RoboCop at the Esquire.
I know. But they still charge regular price for the movie tickets.
It's like $7 a person.
Yeah, it's up now. It's like 8 or 9.
Fuck that.
Yeah, for movies that, you know, you can watch at home and drink and eat food.
We need to get on the Netflix bandwagon.
I guess so, huh?
Of course, Amazon is coming out with a version.
Yeah, you can download and watch movies for like 99 cents or something.
I think they're coming up with like a streaming thing too.
Oh, really? Wow.
To compete with Netflix.
But as Shiloh's in the mausoleum, she gets caught by the popo while she's there with the grave robber. And she has this alarm like on her watch thing. And it's like, blood pressure warning. Blood pressure warning.
Medicate immediately.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want one of those.
But what would you have it say?
I just want to like
freak people out?
Yeah, and like twitch around and like pass out and like see what happens.
And Anthony Stewart Head, who was Giles in Buffy, is her
pops.
That's
like the worst last name ever.
Head?
Stewart Head.
Well, I shouldn't say this. There was a client one time at my work that we had to type the name on the thing, and his name was Brent Swallows.
I went to school with a guy whose last name was Seaman.
Yeah, I think Swallows is worse. What if his name was Seaman Swallows? Or Swallows Seaman?
Then you would know his parents hated him.
But
you're nasty.
And Giles, but his name in the movie I think is Nathan. I don't remember. Yeah, Nathan. And he tells her that she dreamed everything, and he's a doctor, and her father, and, you know, she's going to be okay. But the blood disease that took her mother is in her veins, too. And he always keeps her locked in her room, and she has, like, a bubble over her bed. And she's bald from the disease, and she's infected. And he never...
What was that movie with John Travolta where he was in a bubble?
Yeah, it was like Bubble Boy type thing, but I don't remember. Not the Bubble Boy with Jake Gyllenhaal, but...
No, this was from like the 70s.
Yeah,
maybe
the 80s. I don't remember the name of it.
And then the girls were mean to him.
Yeah, I don't remember. Because
he wanted to hold their hand through the bubble, and they didn't.
But she gets kept in her room a lot. And I found the movie had sort of like visually... the first Batman feel of the city, the town in the movie. Like, it was really dark.
I wonder if that was all CGI'd. Except for, like, the sets.
Except for the sets. Yeah, that was probably... I would say so.
But it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't. And it kind of worked. And it worked in the movie because the movie itself was kind of cheesy. And it wasn't bad, like, sci-fi CGI, sci-fi channel CGI. It was...
You mean, like, Mongolian Deathworm?
Yeah, or Sharktopus, although I've never seen it.
That's such a great band name.
Sharktopus. They have another one too they put out with like something crocodile something.
They've been shitting them out like every few months.
Yeah. They put a new one out every week on Saturday nights.
But
we should start watching them.
You know what? The Battlestar Galactica series is like the only thing that like really did really well for them.
Yeah, I guess.
Or did they do Ghost Hunters, or did they take that from somebody else?
From Travel Channel. I don't know who started the Ghost Hunters, because they have, like, Ghost Hunters International and all that crap.
They should have Ghost Hunters in the Hood.
Although their...
That would be awesome.
Their reality show, competition show Face Off is pretty good with the special effects artists.
I know, but imagine if they dropped off the Ghost Hunter people in the projects.
They were just in Louisiana. Oh, they had them. Oh. They were dropping them somewhere.
It was Alexandria.
No,
but if they dropped them off, like, in Five Points or wherever.
Oh, like in Denver? But Five Points ain't that bad.
I know, but just any project.
Drop them off in, like, where when Desire was still there.
What's that big one in Chicago where Candyman was?
Cabrini.
Cabrini Green. They dropped them off in Cabrini Green.
But this is the point in the movie where you get the comic book storyboard looking vignettes that give background about the mom and everything. And I'm assuming these were done by Terrence Zudnick, and he's the grave robber. And
not Terrence and Phillips.
No. And he also helped write the movie and do the storyboards, and he's also an illustrator. So that's where I got that info. And Shiloh doesn't know, but her dad, Nathan Giles, is actually a
Repo Man!
And the head Repo Man at that. And he goes and he repossesses organs that people have not made payments on. And he's like an evil mofo who works for Jinko. He's got a cool little outfit. You should be him for Halloween. Because the eyes light
only
up.
Only if you'll be Blind Mag.
I would love to be Blind Mag. Who is Sarah Brightman? But anyway. So now we slide over to Jinko. And there are three kids who are the heirs of Jinko, Roddy's children. Paris Hilton, who plays Amber Sweet.
You know, she did halfway decent in that, but it was because it was like a hammed up cheesy role.
That's what I was going to say.
She did like a handful of other horror movies. She didn't do anything but horror movies, right? She just did like Wax.
I don't know.
House of Wax.
And
she
in
did
some
like,
other camping.
She did a, like two or three total.
Nine like, Lives or something
like
that.
Like slasher type movie.
Yeah.
It was kind of shitty in that, but in this one she did fairly decent. She sang
and she
okay.
sang in this one, but it was yeah. It,
I wonder if it went through the auto-tuner.
No, because I don't think so, because it wasn't that great of singing. It was meant to be funny. And,
it wasn't bad, though.
And her makeup, like, because they had her so made up in so many different looks, because she's addicted to surgery. So her face was, like, constantly changing that. At first, I didn't even realize it was her.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Then she has a brother, Luigi Largo, who has a really bad temper. And then Pavi Largo, who is played by, I'm going to say it wrong, Nevik Org from Skinny Puppy. And he likes to steal faces and wear them.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. And there's the Genetic Opera, which is sponsored by Jinko, and it's going on at their Italian Renaissance Festival. And the main star is Blind Mag, who is Sarah Brightman, who we know was Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife, and she was in the original Phantom of the Opera and all that stuff, so she really can sing.
Yeah. Yeah, she did good.
Well, that's because she's a professional opera singer.
That's why. She had some pipes on her.
Yes, she did. The plot really gets underway when Shiloh gets a message on her watch thing from Roddy saying that she doesn't know him, but he was once a friend of her mother, and to meet him at her mother's tomb.
What about his bodyguards?
I don't remember.
The two girls. The, like, twin-looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about them. I kind of glazed over that, I guess.
They were kind of cool. But if you noticed, Paris Hilton had her own set of male counterpart guards.
Well, they had several, because the guy with the temper who always would kill people had...
The nurse girls with the face shields.
Yeah. So the plot really gets underway, and like I said that, and they wind up gassing the tomb, and two of Roddy's, here I go, they're minions, take her into the limo. I call them minions, you call them security people. And Roddy offers Shiloh an antidote for her blood disease. Now, just keep in mind that the whole movie is singing, pretty much, because it's an opera. So there's some talking.
I haven't seen a lot of these people in other movies. Because they did, like, okay.
I think, yeah. Well, you know, I have seen... I mean, as we talk about the main characters, they were in other movies. But Shiloh...
Was she in anything else?
Yeah, but I can't remember what. She was in a lot of stuff, but I didn't write it down. You I don't suck. Remember.
You're fired.
Yeah. So one of the best parts is Giles singing as he repos some organs with a slice and a snip and a cut and a stitch.
Bitches.
And he pulls out, like, one time he pulled out a spine and I didn't even know you could transplant a spine.
It's the future.
It is the future. So once a year, Jinko opens the
Maybe he had spina bifida.
I don't know.
And he had to get a new one. Or maybe he broke his old one.
Maybe he broke his old one.
But you can't... You can't, like, transplant
the No, because all your cord. Nerves are in the... And it attaches from your brain down out to everything. Yet. Yeah, yet. Maybe so. So, they open... It's called Sanatorium Square for an Italian Renaissance fair. Where
once
blind,
a year.
Yeah, once a year, where Blind Mag will be performing. And Paris, Amber Sweet, wants to be the next face of Jinko when Mag retires, because Mag says she's retiring.
And well, her contract is up.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to renew it.
Mighty fine print.
Mighty fine print. Yeah. At this point, Mag and Shiloh get to meet. And during one of the little comic book interludes, we find out, like, Mag was blind. Marnie, who is Shiloh's mom, was dating Roddy. And she got Roddy to give Mag sight. But her eyes are, like, weird looking. And Roddy had Mag sign a contract in blood, and Mag is now forced to see.
It had some mighty fine print.
Yeah, mighty fine print. And... Which means she's really meant to sing for Jinko
forever. Do you think she knows the guy from the Star Trek that had the
banana
big
clip,
eyes?
Banana clip eyes?
Lamar from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Do you think they like?
I don't know. I think the Star Trek was maybe further in the future than the Jinko.
But think of those contracts. Those guys had to sign.
I know, right? Back to Roddy's kids. And Amber is addicted to...
Surgery.
And Street Z. And I forgot what Z stands for. But it's some painkiller drug. And this is what I was going to say. This is like the only time I've ever liked Paris Hilton, I think, in any of her movies. And she...
You didn't like the night vision movie she made with her boyfriend?
I've never seen it, thank you. But I think this type of movie she's actually kind of good at. And she's a junkie, and she's a junkie to surgery. And as we talked about Mag's contract and the Mighty Fine Print.
Mighty Fine Print.
Her eyes are actually Jinko's property. And the repo man will come to get her eyes if she ever decides to stop singing for Jinko. But I don't think she cares because she keeps saying she's gonna retire. So Roddy calls in Nathan to get Mag's eyes. But Mag was his wife's best friend. And they've made Nathan think that he actually murdered his wife because he was giving her medicine to make her live. And actually what happened was Roddy switched the meds and killed her because he secretly wanted her.
Aww.
Yeah. And she was pregnant with Shiloh.
And he had to choose one.
Well, the medicine he gave her killed her because Roddy gave her the wrong medicine. Well,
he
poisoned her.
With the blood disease.
Mag shows up at Shiloh's house because she always thought that her best friend's baby was dead.
Baby mama drama.
Well, and she found out she was alive. And Shiloh goes on about her rebel song. I forgot, something dad. I don't remember what she was singing.
But who was in it?
Joan Jett. Joan Jett was
with
her band in Shiloh's bedroom.
How does that happen?
I know. The whole band was set up in her bedroom singing.
Maybe you should get mad at your dad. And then Joan Jett will show up at our house and sing.
Yeah. And then Nathan smacks Shiloh. And at this point, Amber has too many surgeries and her face looks like ground meat. But Daddy's Roddy is going to fix it so she can sing tonight. And Nathan goes down to his secret lair where Repo Man does his work. And minions of Roddy are there to try and kill him. And he prevails and goes up to get Shiloh. And dum dum dum, she's gone.
So who's that girl in New York that like got like 100 surgeries to make her look like a cat? The cat woman?
I don't know. God. I don't know if she actually meant to look like a cat. I think she just stretched her face so much that she looks like that, and then she just accepted it. I don't know.
They must have a lot of money to piss away.
I think she did.
I know, but... And then trust doctors?
I don't know. People are crazy, babe. You're going to have to take me with the wrinkles as it goes on. I'm just going to have to be scary looking.
Arr.
So Nathan suits up,
arg.
And he knows that Shiloh is on her way to the genetic opera. So Repo Man goes to the opera, slaying people along his way.
Does he know Santa?
Maybe.
And they both slay together?
Maybe so. Before the opera, there's like some sort of cultish evangelical church with people testifying to what Jinko has done for them. Like, one woman said her liver was shot and now she can drink whatever she wants. She's been healed. Testify. Testify.
They don't dance around with snakes, though. That
would No. And they've shown Shiloh films about the Repo Man and that he's going to kill Mag. And Amber is on stage for her singing debut, but her face falls off. And that was kind of funny.
Oops.
And she gets
booed. She had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, her face. And she gets booed off the stage. And Shiloh gets a message that tells her, bring them Repo Man and she'll get the cure for her blood disease. So if she kills Repo Man, they're going to give her the cure.
I thought they were going to give her the company.
She doesn't know that yet.
Oh, I was preemie again?
Yeah, you're getting premature again. So Mag's on stage singing. Yeah, skeet skeet. And as her finale, she stabs her own eyes out. And Roddy cuts her wires and she gets impaled on this cast iron fence on the stage.
Aww.
Yeah. So Repo Man sneaks up on who he thinks is Mag and it's Shiloh who whops him with a big stick. And they see each other and are all shocked. And they head to the stage where Luigi, the angry brother, slices Nathan, and Shiloh says she wants her cure from Rowdy, and the curtains open.
From
and
Rowdy?
Roddy, sorry. I'm thinking of Rowdy, our dog. And the curtains open, and they try to make everything look like it was part of the show in front of the audience that's still there. And Nathan is bleeding all over, and they tell her that he really murdered her mother. And not only that, but Nathan has been poisoning her medicine, and Shiloh passes out. So now, who's telling the truth here, and what's really up?
Huh? This is usually the point where I lose interest in the movie.
And it's almost over at this point. I know. It's like the very end. Shiloh wakes up, and Nathan is in a wheelchair on the stage, and Roddy tells her to kill Nathan, and he'll leave her Jinko. This is where you're premature.
Jinko!
And Luigi and Pavi don't like that at all. They're like, what? So the lights go out, and Roddy takes a gun and shoots Nathan. Shiloh is begging for someone to help, but of course, the whole audience thinks it's part of the show. Roddy is coughing his last breath. And now who gets Jinko? It's all up in the air.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Nathan's still like gasping for life, and they sing a song together, him and Shiloh, and then Giles dies. I mean, you know Nathan. So.
And he died in real life, too.
Nuh-uh.
I thought he died.
No.
Oh. It was another Buffy person.
Oh, no, that was Angel. Two people from Angel died.
Do they have a curse?
Maybe.
Like the poltergeist one?
Maybe so.
Don't go to the light.
So now we're back to the Grave Robber. Stay away from the light. And he sings this awesome song about the estate being up for grabs. And Amber comes down and says she's the one who's going to run it. And it ends and the credits come up. But then they show like some little picture, comic book pictures. And it's basically that it's a fight over it. And they're doing an auction for Amber's face that fell off. And Pavi actually bought it. And Luigi killed like the first five people who bid on it. And that was the end.
But who got Jinko?
No. It's just up for grabs.
I thought she got it.
It didn't say, because if you listen to the song that the Grave Robber sang at the end, it was like it was still all up for grabs. So you don't know.
You could get it.
Anybody could get it.
You could take over Jinko.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. You're left hanging on an ending, so...
And now for some music.
Yeah, enjoy some songs. We'll be back in a biot.
Everyone sucks my nut. Everyone. first time I knew what I wanted to do with my life was when I was about 4 years old. From that day on, I wanted to sing on the radio.
Just listening to Everybody Knows.
Suck Everybody me. Knows.
Suck my nut. I'm like a 12-year-old boy. Suck my nut.
I think I just find the songs with the dirtiest titles.
And the dirtiest band names.
Yes.
Shearer, Rock and Roll, and Lipstick Homicide. Taking it back. Taking it back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Now for our upcoming events, we have Lucha Maximo Party. That's actually tonight at 8 p.m. at Beauty Bar, 608 East 13th Avenue in Denver. Then Mile High Sci-Fi presents Snow Beast. That's tonight as well as 8 p.m. at the Denver Film Center, 2510 East Colfax. You can go to milehighsci-fi.com. It's like a tongue twister. Then we have Disorder, Tribute to Joy Division with DJ Demon, DJ Slave One, and Resident Sin Sunday DJs. That's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. at the church, which is 1160 Lincoln. Yay. That should be fun. I love Joy Division. Should be good music. Good music. So we're going to leave you with a couple of more songs. Then we're going to talk some comics as I become comic book girl.
Yay.
Yay. listening to X Breed, Miss Two Knives, his electro blue voice, Call, and Big Head Down, Reagan. I'm going to talk about, it's a brand new one, so I only have the number one, which I read, by Dynamite.
Numero uno.
Yes. And it is called Jennifer Blood.
Ooh.
Oh. I like, as El Sammy Bisto says, I like the comics with the women who kick ass.
Kick ass!
So, basically, there's, of course, an underlying story that they have not gotten to yet. But she's this suburban housewife, two kids, you know.
Stupid kids.
Stupid kids. But at night, and this is her first murder we've just seen, she goes out, she's like a vigilante killer, and she goes out to the docks, and she wears a wig and has all this cool-ass guns and weaponry, and she takes down people and she kills them. But her main concern when she was kicking ass was like, how am I gonna explain the bruises? So
she fell down the stairs.
But it's kind of like well, Scarlet I know so much more on now, but I'm still waiting for another one to get out. But this is another vigilante woman, and I think one of the people that she killed this first issue was her uncle. And I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. There's, like I said, there's a whole backstory coming up that I feel is going to be kind of cool and awesome. I always check out number ones of something with a really cool cover.
You buy the book by the cover?
I do buy the book by the cover. I will not lie. I've always bought books by covers. Many times it's been
especially
okay.
Especially if they have Fabio on it.
Oh, yes. I can't believe it's not butter. Makes me all buttery in my nether regions to see Fabio. Not really, but I had to throw that in there with the butter.
You're dirty.
You're dirty. So
that's why
I
we have to have an explicit tag on iTunes.
Because I'm salty.
Yes.
I'm saucy and salty.
Yes.
But
you're French.
I'm French. Oh, but I'm kind of like, I'm kind of hooked. I think I want to know what's going to happen next with her. There's so much more to tell. And she's got like, ooh, she had it built, you know, while her husband was at work. She has like secret sliding wall door area. It's in her basement. She's like, since they moved in, he hasn't noticed the 5 feet missing from the basement. Like it shrunk by five feet inward, but because when they moved in they hadn't like refinished everything, she made like secret room that has all her weapons and disguises and stuff.
Why don't you do that here?
Because we don't have a basement
yet
and we don't have a big house. I think you would notice 5 feet missing out of a room. And I take it that her husband never goes down to the basement very often, so
it's no man cave. It's a woman cave.
It hadn't been turned into, because I take it they hadn't moved in that long ago.
Is there a troll that guards the cave?
Maybe.
That we call Button?
Oh, you're so dirty. Yes, there is. But I just remembered that part. It's kind of hard to talk about one issue because they're only like 20 pages long, if that. But so far, I'm kind of intrigued.
What about the one with the girl with the chainsaw on the cover that we always look at?
It's like Nancy Hell or yeah. Nancy from Hell. I don't know. I haven't read that one. We always look at it, but I haven't read it. I don't know. It was a trade that you always pick up. It's a trade.
It's like a small one.
But every time I look through it, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Well, you got that new Rob Zombie one, too.
Nail. But I haven't read it yet.
Why not?
I'm slacking. I got a job. I got a new job. So, yeah. A new job. And I'm not home, so I can't read my comics and do what I usually do when I used to work from home and didn't have that much work.
I know what you're doing tonight.
Reading Nail?
Yes.
Maybe I'll read. Hey, my weekend has begun. I get Sundays and Mondays off, so maybe I'll read them tomorrow and Monday after I go to the gym, because I need to get buff so when the zombies come I can fight them off.
Yes.
put my arm through their mushy heads. Oh no, that was Dusk Till Dawn, where they said the vampires were like mush.
That was vampires, not zombies.
I know.
Anyway.
I know, but Tom Savini made me think of zombies because of all the night the George Romero stuff.
He's been in some stinkers.
Yeah, he's been in tons of stinkers. He's been in a shitload of stinkers. Okay. But we will be leaving you now until next time. Yes. And you can contact us at lpmpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail message if you are so inclined at 720-432-2715. You can leave us reviews on iTunes. I'm pretty sure you can download our podcast for free on iTunes. Can you not?
Yes, it's all free.
Free! Like freesh. Freesh.
Cream freesh.
Although it's cream fresh, but whatever. That South Park episode was hilarious.
We changed some of the links around, so just go to the lpmpodcast.com and all the links have been updated. The RSS feed has changed. We're deciding to get away from Podomatic and just go directly through our website, so we don't have to pay two fees. It's just the one fee for the website, but all the links are on the website.
And if you feel also generous, you can give us a little donation to help pay our bills of keeping up our website and doing what we do. If you enjoy, maybe it will help us get better equipment, like said microphone that we hope works out, and software that we're trying this week.
Because they make it do what it do.
It makes, yeah. Maybe it'll make us sound better. I don't know. I feel like I should karaoke.
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 8675309.
Yes, I did mention that I used to give that number out to men and they never even knew. And the song was playing in the background.
Well, but you were giving it out to Japanese businessmen.
As I karaoke'd.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never karaoke'd people.
Yet.
Yet. Never been that drunk, and I've been pretty darn drunk.
Oh, I think we can make it happen.
You do you?
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
We will leave you with Tunage, an ending song, if you will. Aww. Bounce to Hell is the band, and I kind of like that. And their song is called For the Best. So till next time.
Bye for now.
So long. Farewell. Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
See, you don't want me to karaoke. Bye.
time. You seem to put me on the slave, but my head is free to sing. So my day is not the right road. My head is on transport, my body hold. Your golden prison. Progress.